A mother boarded a train with her dying child, praying only to reach Padre Pio. But along the way, the worst happened. What followed is one of the most astounding Padre Pio miracles ever recorded. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Who is Padre Pio? By Lila Santana. It recalls one of the most extraordinary miracles ever attributed to Padre Pio, a resurrection of a dead baby. This is a story of a mother's unwavering faith, a desperate journey, and a miracle that defies human understanding. Without further ado, let's dive right in. A 6-month-old child was gravely ill, and despite medical treatment, it seemed she was beyond saving. But the child's mother refused to give up. She decided to take her to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his intercession. The train journey would be long and exhausting, but nothing could stop this devoted mother. She had faith in God's unlimited power, faith in Padre Pio's powerful prayers, and so she set out to meet the stigmatized priest. However, during the journey, the moment every parent fears most arrived. The child's condition worsened, and she died. You can imagine the scene. A mother alone on a train with her lifeless child. Most people would have collapsed in despair. I'm pretty sure I would. Reason itself would say to turn back for a burial. But the mother, without losing faith or trust in the Lord, wrapped the baby in cloths and placed her in a suitcase and continued to San Giovanni Rotondo, determined to reach Padre Pio. When she finally arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo, she hurried to the convent where Padre Pio lived. Upon entering the church, she found him in the confessional. She took a number and joined the line, carrying her lifeless child in the suitcase. When her turn came, she knelt before Padre Pio weeping and opened the suitcase. Padre Pio turned pale. He lifted his eyes to heaven, deeply moved, and began to pray. Among those present was Dr. Sanguinetti, one of Padre Pio's closest collaborators at the Home of the Relief of Suffering, who happened to witness the scene. He later testified that, even if the baby had not died from the original illness, she would certainly have suffocated after so much time closed inside the suitcase. Humanly speaking, there was no chance. Then, something remarkable happened. Padre Pio's expression suddenly changed. He stopped praying, color returned to his face, and looking at the mother with a strong voice, he said, "Why do you weep? Your child is not dead. She only sleeps." And indeed, the baby began to breathe again, peacefully, as though she had simply been asleep the whole time. The mother's joy cannot be described in words. Those who witnessed it were left stunned, praising God aloud for such an extraordinary grace. Lila Santana, the author of the book, closes the account by pointing to the gospel. It calls to mind a moment when Jesus was called to the house of Jairus to heal his daughter. The child had died, but Jesus, with divine authority, declared, "Do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeping." And just like Jairus' daughter, this little one was given back to her mother, alive. And with that, our story concludes. Stories like this remind us that God is not indifferent to our struggles and that He truly cares for us, even in moments that seem hopeless. This mother's faith and determination shows us that perseverance and trust in God can open the door to miracles. If you've ever experienced a moment of grace, a prayer answered, or a miracle through Padre Pio's intercession, we would love to hear from you. Please share your story in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Your testimony could inspire others and bring hope to someone in need. So please, don't be shy. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.